listener production. Partly cloudy, some afternoon showers. We're heading to a top of 14 degrees. I'm Rachel Burke, and this is your Hobart Local News. Non-emergency 000 calls will now be diverted through a new community paramedic arm of Ambulance Tasmania. The new team of AMBOs will target low-risk cases in a bid to free up hospital emergency departments and treat more people in the community. Acting CEO of Ambulance Tasmania, Jordan Emery, says it'll help ambulances to deal with more urgent calls more quickly.
To provide an advanced level of assessment and treatment of patients in the community and establish clear referral pathways so that we can provide the right care to the right patients at the right time.
Community paramedic recruit Daniel Hack says they'll help offload non-urgent cases amid overrun emergency departments.
We'll be able to treat the patient in the home and then a day later come back and reassess, make sure our treatment plan and pathway has worked.
Hobart City Council committees unanimously voted to remove a controversial statue of former Tasmanian Premier William Crowther from Franklin Square. Crowther, who died in 1885, decapitated the corpse of Tasmanian Aboriginal man William Lanny and sent the skull to the Royal College of Surgeons in London. The committee voting to commission a new sculpture, keeping the original plinth, while a new permanent home should be found for the statue. A final vote will go down on Monday, August 15, when Hobart Council meets. Some positive news on the COVID front, with health officials confident we've reached the peak of the latest wave. State and territory leaders dialed in for a national cabinet meeting yesterday, and epidemiologist Professor Catherine Bennett says deaths are also on the decline.
We're also starting to see some levelling out in the daily death counts that are being reported. There might still be a bit of a delay in those numbers turning around, but that's a really important indicator, and that's going to be a combination of reducing background infections, getting more people picking up the winter boosters, which we've seen in recent weeks.
Four COVID deaths were reported yesterday in Tasmania, taking the state's total to 149. 95 people are currently in hospital with the virus, including 28 being treated specifically for COVID, and 5 patients are in ICU. 856 new cases were reported yesterday, taking our active total to just above 5,000. Turning to the NBL, Clint Steindl's injury replacement, Isaac White, says he knows he has a lot to prove and is grateful to come into the Jack Jumpers side. The 22-year-old former Illawarra Hawk says he's keen to make his own mark.
He's a different stature to I am and stuff like that, so I'm just going to bring what I bring to the group, and hopefully that does fill some of the void that he leaves. So I'm just going to focus on me. Hopefully he gets healthy when he gets healthy, and we'll go from there.
While coach Scott Roth says he was a good cultural fit for the team and he can play.
He's not Clint Steindl, and he's not really here necessarily to replace Clint Steindl. He's just here to be himself and do what he does, and that's all we're expecting from him, is to come in here and compete, shoot the ball well. He's got experience. He's been coached obviously very well in Illawarra, and I think he's just a natural fit for us.
And Ariane Titmus has had huge success at the Commonwealth Games this year, the 21-year-old bagging 4 gold medals at Birmingham. She's told the Rush Hour the team's had a great time, with the Dolphins winning a total of 65 medals.
The Commonwealth Games are such a fun meet, and it really brings the whole team together. And I mean, in the pool, we completely dominate. It's fun to be a part of a team that is doing so well. And we absolutely killed it this week.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.